But first, open the door and let these guys in.
All right.
The two newest Dallas Cowboys. It's the Skinlonen brothers. They have been signed by the team yet again. Normally, we talk to you guys in training camp. But you weren't with the Cowboys at camp, but they've had such a rash of injuries that they've signed both Nick Skinlonen, who's the larger and older Skinlonen brother. Hi, Nick. And his younger brother, Rick Skinlonen, who's much more slightly built, but still has had a long NFL career.
Good morning, Craig. Yes, I'm 5'7", and I weigh 110.
Very small by NFL standards.
Yeah, a little small.
I lost like 10 pounds.
That's too bad.
Yesterday, he said swine flu.
I had horrible swine flu.
Yesterday,
It was really bad. You're laughing, but it was bad.
Yeah, I don't mean to laugh. That's awful.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's
really
awful.
Just yesterday, you were talking with Don Archer about, I'm a little hoarse, aren't I?
Boy, Nick, you sound, you know, normally your voice is a little,
Maybe getting swine flu, I don't know. But, just yesterday, you were talking with Don Archer about the importance of signing players in September.
Right.
You know, always improving the bottom of your roster.
Churning the bottom of the roster.
Well, that's how we made our living the last 17 years, right. Being the bottom of the roster.
Yeah, we've been involved in a lot of churnings.
Yeah. The voice thing, does it run in the family?
What do you mean?
What about voice?
No, he just said he's just feeling a little sick today.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I've actually made a transition in my career.
Oh, really? Yeah, you've been a deep snapper forever.
Long time deep snapper and backup offensive lineman. I was kind of a deep offensive lineman because you had to go very deep in the depth chart to find me.
So that was your position, deep offensive lineman.
So, but I've got under, you know, I don't know if you can tell or not, but I've lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, you look great.
Thank you. And because of that, the Cowboys actually signed me as a deep threat receiver.
What a transition that is from offensive lineman to deep threat receiver.
Nick got down at like 400 pounds.
Yeah.
And it's worse. Yeah, you're a little lighter.
I'm about 340, something like that. But anyway,
can you really get downfield quickly?
Yeah, I really can. That's the weird thing. I'm pretty fast. And they need someone to replace D.O. Hello. Here I am.
Well, that's going to be interesting to see how that works out. And Rick, what did you sign as?
Oh, my God, Junior. They had me at a position I have no business being in.
Because you've been a punter for most of your career.
Yeah, I've mainly been a third-string punter.
No team really has that, but
I have been signed as a defensive tackle. I'm so scared.
They think you'd be a poor man's Jay Ratliff.
Yeah, some people say he is undersized. Well, I weigh a third of what he does.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I'm going to get killed out there.
Yeah.
They're taking the undersized thing a bit too far, don't you think?
Yeah, and I was trying so hard to get out of football. It's just had such wear and tear on me.
Yeah, I bet.
We've been holding him out of practice because of room. Well, we're scared for his life.
Yeah. One hit, and I'm a goner.
Right.
So, I mean, and I tried. I tried to start working at my true passion.
Your true passion?
Yeah.
Well, what is that?
Being a reader for books on tape.
Right. But we can't.
I go to all the auditions, and nobody hires me.
Nobody.
Not one. Actually, I take that back. I had one very low-paying gig. But I lost out because Nick came in and auditioned too.
Oh, did they think he had a better voice?
Yeah, it was for the part of Pete Rose's sister in Pete's autobiography.
They were inseparable. That's just one of the lines I had to read.
Totally nailed it, apparently. Yeah. I've never heard her. I don't know.
Hey, here's the other thing we're fighting, though, now with the Cowboys. Wade Phillips hates me.
Oh, no, not another coach that hates you.
Yeah.
Why you're such a likable guy. Why does he hate you?
Well, I don't get my reps. Okay, he holds me out to get my reps. And then when I am in at receiver, he and Jason Garrett make sure the quarterbacks don't throw to me.
Well, that's mean.
Well, I haven't had one throw come my way yet. I'm starting to get a little ticked about it. I mean, and here's the other thing. What's so great about Wade Phillips? With his wheels off voice. Like anyone's going to listen to that.
I know it. His voice is unlistenable to me.
You better not say that about your coach. I mean, he decides your playing
time. Yeah, but he has no command over the locker room.
Yeah.
No one listens to him.
You're so, Nick, you're bigger than Leonard Davis. Maybe you ought to talk to him about, instead of wide out, maybe playing offensive line again.
No, I mean, they need a receiver, and I think I can do it.
Yeah.
I play with a lot of heart.
You like the challenge.
Yeah, I like the challenge, and I think I can do it. I really do. I think I can be a deep threat receiver.
I'd say it's wonderful to see both of you guys again, and I can't believe we're lucky enough to have you playing here in our town.
Isn't that something? That we just keep coming around?
Anytime you want us on, we can go on.
Well, it may be a while now, but...
They really don't like us to come out to practice. So
why would they sign you?
I don't know. We have plenty of time on our hands.
The new Cowboys flagship station hasn't invited us on one. But you guys have all the time.
And God knows they need some ratings. You think we'd be on there?
We gotta go.
Okay, bye-bye. Something tells me we'll run into you at the Super Bowl, whether the Cowboys are there or not.
Maybe. But
there they go, Rick and Nick Skinlinen. Day 48 on the ticket. Coming up next, a really interesting college football